Time now for thumbs, and we start with Bruce Arthur.
My thumb is up to the NBA, and here's why. The NBA draft is a television show about possibilities, and that's fun. And Thursday night, midway through the first round, Commissioner Adam Silver stopped the proceedings to tell a story about a prospect named Isaiah Austin, whose career ended last week after he was diagnosed with a disease called Marfan syndrome. Then Silver did this.
The NBA selects Isaiah Austin from Baylor University.
Look at that. They took a moment about the cruel end of possibility, and the NBA made it beautiful. Best moment in draft history, hands down.
Steve Simmons.
My thumb is up to Don Maloney, general manager of the newly named Arizona Coyotes. Yeah, that sounds weird. For his unusual honesty in explaining why the club has chosen to buy out top-line center Mike Ribeiro. Normally, you get a little blah, blah, blah from any GM and why a player was being let go. But Maloney was more than clear here. He said the team didn't want to put up with Ribeiro's behavioral issues, could not tolerate them going forward, and could not have him part of the team anymore. The Coyotes, who couldn't afford lunch a year ago or two, let alone buying someone out, will be paying Ribeiro $2 million a year for the next 6 years just to go away.
Michael Farber.
And my thumb is up to one of the great sporting advances of the past decade. Baseball's expanded replay, advanced stats? Nope. I'm talking about the so-called felony foam World Cup referees have been spraying on the field to mark the spot for free kicks and, more importantly, delineate where defenders can set their wall. This low-tech marvel, which looks like shaving cream and dissipates in about a minute, eliminates time-wasting and the inevitable cheating by defenders who try to creep closer to the spot. While baseball needed a replay room in New York, FIFA found an inexpensive way to literally lay down the law. The gimmick belongs in the Sports Hall of Fame. Oh, sorry, Dave.
Can't do better than that. Well, my thumb is up to the sons of athletes who choose their own path to make a name for themselves. I'm referring to the selection of Elfrid Payton Jr. in this week's NBA draft, going 10th overall to the Philadelphia 76ers. Payton is the son of CFL Hall of Famer Elfrid Payton, better known as SWAC to some, who played for five CFL teams, including Baltimore, Montreal, and Winnipeg. Like recent NHL draft picks Darnell Nurse and Seth Jones, whose fathers played in the CFL and NBA, respectively, Payton put his good athletic genes to use in another sport. It's always a nice story to see a young athlete follow in his father's footsteps, but it's a little more interesting to see them go their own way.